Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram, in for Steve, on the Steve Gruber Show for Wednesday, October 9th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, Senator Bernie Sanders saying he plans to slow down his pace on the campaign trail after suffering a heart attack a week ago. Also acknowledged that voters would likely have to consider his health when deciding whether to support him. How long will he stay in the race? Two, Republicans in Lansing paved the way for introducing roughly $260 million in supplemental spending bills, trying to reverse those cuts by Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer to charter schools, rural hospitals, autism programs, and other stuff. And number one, Golden State Warriors coach Steve Kerr. He's outspoken about a lot of things: gun control, Donald Trump, our democracy. But apparently his brave speech ends when it might affect his bottom line. And wait until you hear what happened in Philly last night at a 76ers preseason game. It'll make China happy, tell you that much. Get to that in one moment. Good morning to you all across Michigan. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. At Steve Gruber Show on Twitter as well. I'm the general manager of the student radio station here at Hillsdale College in Hillsdale, Michigan, where I've been for, oh my goodness, almost 4 years now, if I can believe that. Previously grew up, spent my whole life in Illinois, but up here in Michigan for the past 4 years or so. And always glad to be here guest hosting and talking to the Steve Gruber Show audience across the state of Michigan. I also teach journalism here at Hillsdale. Find my podcast, podcasts, plural, one at National Review called Political Beats, and the other one, the Hillsdale College podcast called The Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, also a weekend radio show on many of these fine stations. Ask for it by name. We talk to people, faculty, staff here at Hillsdale, things happening around the college, people from outside the college who have written things, you know, authors, think tank researchers, columnists, people who we want to share that knowledge with. It's as close to being here on Hillsdale's campus as you can get without being here physically. We try to bring the flavor of what's happening here, debates, conversations, the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. And I also mentioned big week here on campus last week. Justice Clarence Thomas was here. I know he was sick yesterday. We didn't do anything to him. Just want to be clear on that. Justice Clarence Thomas was here for the dedication of our new chapel. Victor Davis Hanson was here. Mark Stein, also Molly Hemingway, giving lectures to some visitors that we had here on campus. Also kicked off a big Capitol campaign. And I'm sure you can find out more about the chapel and the Capitol campaign, hillsdale.edu, hillsdale.edu. All right, so this NBA China story. I'm not sure how much Steve talked about this with you, but it started with the Rockets general manager just doing something very simple, which is tweeting an image that said, "Fight for freedom, stand with Hong Kong." It should not be controversial. Stand with freedom, not authoritarianism, socialism, communism of the Chinese government. But because the NBA wants that sweet Chinese dollar, it was controversial. China didn't like it, and so the NBA then cracked down on this Rockets general manager for expressing his opinion about Hong Kong, what should have been a very uncontroversial opinion. There were talks about him being fired, the NBA doing damage control. They're actually playing some preseason games in China right now. And it's a big deal because the NBA is the woke league, remember. The NBA is the league that that has opinions on everything political, from the president to gun control. They're all over the place. They are involved in all these big discussions, the NBA is, except when it comes to China. They can't find it in themselves to criticize the Chinese government or the authoritarian, you know, dictatorship that the people live under, or the images of blindfolded men being let off a train, which, of course, brings up horrifying images and remembrances of the past. That's just this week, for goodness sake. But Steve Kerr, the head coach of the Golden State Warriors, has an opinion on everything political. Donald Trump, gun control, just ask him. He will tell you. And he is praised for this. He is so brave to say these things, to be outspoken, to have these eloquent thoughts on all these issues. Steve Kerr was asked about this NBA China controversy. And of course, he had thoughts because he's a bright person, and he has thoughts on everything. His, you know, he knows what's happening and wants you to know how he feels on things. So here's Steve Kerr on the China NBA controversy.
Actually, I don't. I mean, it's a really bizarre international story, and a lot of us don't know what to make of it. So it's something I'm reading about, and just like everybody is, but I'm not going to comment further.
Man, that is so brave. Not going to comment. Just a bizarre international story. What do I know? I'm just a basketball coach. Don't, come on. I have no comment about that whatsoever. 2 years ago, when Steve Kerr was in China, he felt it appropriate to give this long soliloquy, monologue, about gun control in the U.S. And you can find it, the stories at CBSSports.com. The headline, while half a world away in China, Steve Kerr offers his take on the Las Vegas tragedy, just after Vegas. So Steve Kerr speaking out while in China. How about gun control in China? They have it there. It's one of the reasons that they have a dictatorship. Steve Kerr found fit to talk, to criticize the U.S. and policy while in China, but can't give a thought about the Chinese oppression of its people or about Chinese authoritarianism or anything about that. He has perfected, it's what's known as the, Jim Garrity calls this the Daily Show, the clown nose on, clown nose off argument. The Daily Show, especially when Jon Stewart was hosting, they would make a political point and people would point to them and say, see, they're leading the political discussion of this country. What a bright bunch of people at the Daily Show, incisive political commentary. So that would be clown nose off. And then the Daily Show would do something silly, or they take people out of context or do some sloppy reporting. And the excuse would be, hey, it's just a comedy show. You can't expect them to. They're just having fun. It's just a funny stuff. So Steve Kerr now perfecting the, I guess we'll call it dunce cap on, dunce cap off philosophy, where you ask him about Donald Trump or democracy under fire in the U.S., or gun control, or gun confiscation, he will take the dunce cap off and be the brightest man in the room and make sure you know his opinion on all of those sorts of things. You ask him about a controversy that could affect his bottom line, his paycheck, getting in trouble with the league and China, and all of a sudden the dunce cap goes on. I'm just a simple basketball coach. I don't have it. It's a bizarre international story. I don't really have any thoughts on this. I'm not going to comment on that. I just here to coach my team, you know? Dunce cap on, dunce cap off, Steve Kerr. Very brave, lauded as being just a brave guy speaking his mind when he's criticizing Donald Trump, but can't find it in him anywhere to criticize Chinese authoritarianism. Even when someone, you know, a colleague, an NBA general manager is under fire for simply saying, stand with Hong Kong, stand with freedom. All right, I got to hold the Philly story for later in the hour. I promise I'll bring it to you, okay? Scott Bertram in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Some of the coolest homes are also some of the warmest. Homeowners who have an eye for detail and quality often have their eye on Oil Heat for its exceptional warmth and its friendly service. Oil Heat is clean, efficient, and safe. And BioHeat Oil, which blends biodegradable materials, provides a renewable fuel source that's good for your home and environment. Now that's cool. See more at useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge, life takes energy.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, we can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Scratching on my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Brought to you by the American